Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's a mixtape. In the loop, Sports Radio 610, Figgy holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So, are you guys familiar with Game of Thrones? I know that's a silly question. That's more of a boomerang question.
Familiar?
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with
it. But I didn't watch.
I very much watched it.
Yeah, I know, Reggie, you're a fan. Is it safe to call you a fan?
Yeah, I think so.
You're a fan? Okay, yeah. I know a lot of our listeners are fans of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So you know the dire wolves then?
Yes, yeah, dire wolves, the big old wolves.
Yeah, the big old white looking wolves, yeah.
as basically kind of pets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, 13,000 years ago, that species of wolf died out, mm-hmm. And now it is the world's first successful de-extinct animal.
Wait, what?
So they brought this.
Brought it back to life.
Yeah.
From where?
Yeah, if it was extinct, that means no more.
Well, I'm glad you asked that. So here's a news clip of them explaining how they pretty much brought this dire wolf back to life.
We turn now to that remarkable scientific breakthrough. 13,000 years after the last dire wolf walked the earth, scientists say they've now brought them back. Here's our chief national correspondent back up and with the video tonight.
Tonight, a howl 13,000 years in the making. In a first for science, biotech company Colossal Biosciences says it brought the extinct dire wolf back to life, a species that hasn't walked the earth since the Stone Age.
The dire wolf is the first de-extinct species.
Well known from HBO's hit show Game of Thrones, ABC News given exclusive access into Colossal's lab in Dallas, where scientists are using genes from gray wolves to create dire wolves.
We've taken a gray wolf genome, a gray wolf cell, which is already genetically 99.5% identical to dire wolves, and we've edited those cells at multiple places in its DNA sequence to contain the dire wolf version of the DNA. That animal looks like a dire wolf, it will behave like a dire wolf, and it is a dire wolf.
Now, 7 months old, dire wolves Romulus and Remus eating well, and getting bigger every day. And David, the company tells us they're not stopping there. They plan to have woolly mammoths roaming the earth again by 2028. But critics argue that this de-extinction could harm fragile ecosystems.
So this was done on April 1st, right?
That's what I was going to say. It was like, when did this story come through?
This was an April Fool's joke. Right?
I appreciate the 281 almost, because they said they were on board until, but where did they say they were doing this? Where's this lab again?
Where is it?
Dallas. This is some Dallas. So what y'all messing with that for? Ain't nobody from Houston out here messing with some stuff that they don't even mess with. Look at you going over there mess. Why?
Yeah.
To what end is my question. To what? For why? Why do we need dire wolves?
A woolly mammoth?
Did you hear the sounds of the baby dire wolves? And I was like, this sound like Jurassic Park. This sound like the little raptors when they was little, right, until before they start chasing you through the kitchen, yeah, and sniffing you out. Like, yeah, what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
If it's an animal you want to bring back, though, what animal would you like to bring back? And not to have it as a pet, but maybe bring it back and be in a zoo or something like that.
The dodo bird is extinct. I don't know if these are zoo. I just searched it as you're looking. The Caribbean monk seal. Saber-toothed tiger.
See, look at y'all.
Saber-toothed tiger.
I wouldn't mind seeing one at the zoo.
What kind of fish? How about some big fish?
See, I was like, there he goes. He's like, I'm trying to see. What can I catch?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, let me see. I'm trying to think, like, what kind of animals.
I'll tell you what, saber-toothed tiger, that'd be pretty sweet to see one of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give me, like, is there, like, we got rid of some of these turtles, right? Like, bring back some turtles, man. Like, bring back some stuff that I'm not afraid to go on rogue on.
I'm about to say, you don't want to see no dinosaurs?
No! For what? So that we can get stomped out? Like, why does nobody consider the extinction level capabilities of these actions, right? Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like I'm Jeff Goldblum right now telling y'all that just because y'all can do it doesn't mean that you should? Yeah. How is nobody else? Like, we made a whole movie. This is the thing I hate about us as human beings. We will make, like, whole facets of art.
Yeah.
Basically trying to teach us a lesson, and then our dumb selves be like, oh, that's a great idea. No, the whole point of the movie was, don't do this type of stuff.
Let's try it for real. Oh, you know that movie, The Titanic?
Yeah.
Let's go down there for real.
Right.
Why? Try to find that jewel, that rose drop.
Yeah.
And then what happened? They got crushed like a can of you know what. Like, this is the thing I just don't understand. Why do we do this? This is why little boys always out here with casts and stuff.
Yeah.
Because we do the thing where we go, oh, yeah, I saw that person get DDT on wrestling. Let's do that, too. Like, that is why we get in trouble. And we as adults should probably act better than 10-year-old boys. But here we are trying to make woolly mammoths.
I'm still not sure that this is real. I mean, it just feels like such a prank.
Yeah, no, yeah. But see, honestly, like, the first thing I thought about, I'm not really worried about the animals part of it. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about the human element of it. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to try to bring back humans and all that type of stuff. Like,
that's Abraham Lincoln's descendants.
Yeah, see, that's the part that scared me.
Let's bring back old honest Abe.
Let's edit his cell and rebirth him and all that type of stuff. And you have a weird looking dude looking like he was straight out of the 1600s. Like, nah, I don't need to see
born
that.
Born with the mutton chops?
Yeah.
And look, I understand. Well, I don't understand this person saying Megalodon. What are you doing?
Yeah.
From the 281. They said that this is incredibly fascinating. They're a molecular biologist. Like, the idea that they're able to do this. But guys, yes, I feel like we should.
Well, just a little scary. You're able doesn't mean you
that's
do.
That's a scary thing. I mean, I know it's like creating this this dire wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that part, but they're going, if you take an inch, they're going to stretch it a mile,
yes,
man. They're going to go right to T-Rex and try to dig up his bones.
They're going to have T-Rex
running around Buffalo Bayou. That's the only thing I'm worried
pterodactyls
about.
Pterodactyls.
Yeah, man. Like, let's keep it with the, like, I don't even want to do a wolf. Let's just keep it simple
nice
right
little
now,
little dodo
man.
Bird, and everybody's happy.
This is a great point, though, brought up by Kix Rocks on the YouTube. The idea that if humans caused the extinction, it should be okay to bring it back. And I think that is fair, because we've been out here wilding and getting some folks out to paint that we should probably bring back. I get that, but I also feel like...
But now we're digging into habitat that they may not have any more available to them.
Well, then we probably need to get that, too.
Where they going to go?
Yeah.
And what if you can't control them?
They're about to be domesticating the hell out of some wild animals.
Saber-toothed tiger running right down this hallway.
Oh, man.
bring your saber-toothed tiger to work, man. I can't. Y'all end up like Siegfried and Roy if y'all not careful. Stop that.
Tiger King Part 2.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, so I want to give a special shout out to my sister who came to visit me this weekend. My sister Trina.
All right.
My brother-in-law Corey. I think y'all met him before.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a pretty good weekend in Houston. Celebrated my wife's birthday, which is tomorrow. So, but they was in town, so we figured we'd celebrate it while they there. And we decided to go to a country bar. And,
oh, nice.
And you know, when you go to a country bar, they always have that room where you do karaoke.
Yeah.
So
always is that
no, a lot of times
really yeah, okay.
most of the time I think
did
every,
not know that
everyone I ever been to they have like karaoke upstairs mm-hmm. or a different separate room with karaoke and all that stuff. So it kind of got me thinking, if y'all had to pick one song to do karaoke to, what song would y'all pick? And I it's a reason why I'm doing this.
Easy Like a Sunday Morning, Commodores.
Not bad. Nail not it. Bad at all.
Nail it.
So I picked The Doors, Light My Fire.
All right.
That's a good one. Do you yeah. get? Do you go full
100%?
Is there Jim audio Morrison on?
No, there's no audio of it.
Come on.
Nah.
Full Jim Morrison on the Ed Sullivan
yeah,
Show.
Yeah, I'm gonna be sleeping on the mic, slobbing on the mic, and then just start screaming in the mic.
All right. So I want before I say this, I want y'all to not judge me. Mm-hmm. I understand. Like I understand that you probably should not pick like a really really good singer because you're setting yourself up for failure. But I manage to make it work when I do this. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is fine. It's the one I fall back on when I can't think of anything else. And it's You Don't Have to Call by Usher, or Usher as I like to call him.
Okay.
Usher.
But that I understand. Like the idea that I'm gonna get out here and do the Usher and like actually do it justice. Like I hold my own, but I understand I am no Usher.
You dance like Usher?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You I'm be in there. Situation.
No, that's the best part. Is like you yeah. get to just throw your head back. But yes, I understand. In this instance, I'm being the person that's like, I'm going to sing Whitney Houston. No, you're not.
No,
you're going to think you're singing Whitney Houston.
No, you're not.
Nah. So I bring that up to talk about this. So we decided to go into that room where it was karaoke going on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first thing we heard as soon as we opened that door and walked through.
Oh,
can you tell what song this is?
Oh, that is Billie Jean.
Is it really?
Oh my goodness.
So just imagine walking in like, okay,
there it is.
Oh God.
Uh-huh.
Oh God, it's unrecognizable.
Did they know that what the song was? That was a remix. I like what they did. Shout out to all the people that were like, I'm going to give you a clap anyways, because that was all dance.
We had to, man.
When the notes went high, she went low.
Wow.
And when the notes went low, she went high.
Yeah, you got to see when exactly. I see what you're doing. You're not going to box me in, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, my guess is that gentleman had no idea what that song was.
Well, that was a dude.
Man. Okay, good
for
him.
Was
just,
a woman.
And he was just reading. I felt like he was just reading, trying to, you know how you pick a song you never heard of before and you just kind of try to sing and read the lyrics.
The more important question is, who hasn't heard Billie Jean?
Well, someone that surprised. Went extinct. He just got brought back by that lab in Dallas. He was like, I was not here at that time. Yeah. All right, so what do you feel about the people that pick like a rap as the karaoke
song?
Hey,
I never mind any song you pick because you know you're just having fun, man.
I guess.
I feel like but me personally, I wouldn't pick a
let's
rap.
Sing. Mm-hmm. If you're going to sing, sing.
Yeah, because like with me being a rapper too, like I just wouldn't pick a rap. I just like to get something outside of my element. So mm-hmm. If hip hop is not your element at all, then I'm okay if you pick a rap song.
I say that because after a whole bunch of people said Journey, Don't Stop Believing, which fair, good song.
Yeah.
Someone else said International Player Anthem by UGK and
that's kind of
Outkast.
A hard karaoke though, mm-hmm. right?
And also,
like if you rap, I mean, unless you rap like Pimp C's verse.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, you can, I mean, Andre's verse is doable. Pimp C's verse is doable. Bun B's verse is doable.
But that's kind of tough rapping Andre's verse though, right?
No, Andre's verse is easy. Like this, right out the gate
for karaoke.
Well, I don't know, maybe.
Karaoke is a little different, man.
My problem is just with the karaoke, if you're doing International Players Anthem, the part that I want to do is the beat, right? Or is, what is, oh, goodness. Who's singing on that? Is it Sleepy?
It's a sample.
That's the sample. That's right. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to sing the sample part, right? Like, I want to sing that part. I'm not trying to do all the raps. I just want to, I choose you through all this.
Yeah, so, all right, yeah, but that was interesting. That was an interesting night. That brother singing Billie Jean, I'm like, oh.
That's nice of you to use the word interesting.
You ever come across a song and you're singing it in your car? Because this happened to me in my truck about a month ago. I was nailing it. And I'm like, I got to remember this song because I could do it at karaoke. And now I can't remember what song that
you got to do. Yeah. What I know a lot of people do, especially if they karaoke relatively frequently. Mm-hmm. And our friend Osita definitely does that on the promo team. He has a doc on his phone.
I should do that.
Which is smart, because the thing that I always do is I get to, okay, let me karaoke. And then I have to search through music for a long time to try and find one.
I was nailing it in the truck, at least in my mind. And I'm like, this will be good if I ever do karaoke again, or when I do. And I'm like, now I can't remember what song it was, but I was gold, man.
Yeah, you got to do that. Especially my tips for karaoke, not that anybody cares. Make sure that you don't have a long music break.
Yeah.
And then make sure that you actually, that it's not too long of a song. Because one thing I know everybody hates, you get up there and you're like, man, I really want to sing this part. And then you sing in the chorus over and over and over for like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Three Stacks Pimp C verses are legendary. After that, you could change the song. That's the only thing is, you got to communicate.
It's a good verse. Like, it's a great verse. It's legendary, but it's a little different when you're going up on that stage singing without the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, can you nail the song without the vocals?
Mm-hmm. Some Snoop songs are good. Corey says, nothing but a G thing. Snoop. Somebody said Juice. Thrift Shop. Okay, I think that'll probably work. God. That'll work. People will go for it. 832 said, Thong Song goes hard in the paint. You've seen the same thing over and over, but I wonder if it does go up like that. Montel Jordan, this is how you do it. Okay, I'll put y'all going here.
Okay.
Somebody said, I sing all parts of the sample. I know your throat tire.
When you take a break.
When you're done, I guess. All right. That's Figgy's mixtape. Every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. Even when Figgy's not here, but let me tell you, it's 1,000 times better than he is. At the Figgy Fig on social media, if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy, hit my man up. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive, Clinton Ron. We'll do that next.